Until We Meet Again, by President Lorenzo Snow, 5th President of the Church. A visit from the Savior. It was right here that the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to me. Editor's note. The following account was shared by Leroy C. Snow, the son of President Lorenzo Snow. Brother Snow tells how, at age 85, his father was concerned he would be asked to succeed President Wilford Woodruff, who was ailing, as president of the church. Following President Woodruff's death on September 2, 1898, President Snow knelt at an altar in the Salt Lake Temple and pleaded with the Lord for guidance. After finishing his prayer, my father expected a reply, some special manifestation from the Lord. So he waited and waited and waited. There was no reply, no voice, no visitation, no manifestation. He left the altar and the room in great disappointment. Passing through the celestial room and out into the large corridor, a glorious manifestation was given President Snow, which I relate in the words of his granddaughter, Allie Young Pond. One evening, while I was visiting Grandpa Snow in his room in the Salt Lake Temple, I remained until the doorkeepers had gone and the night watchman had not yet come in. So Grandpa said he would take me to the main front entrance and let me out that way. After we left his room, and while we were still in the large corridor leading into the celestial room, I was walking several steps ahead of Grandpa when he stopped me and said, "Wait a moment, Allie. I want to tell you something. It was right here that the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to me at the time of the death of President Woodruff. He instructed me to go right ahead and reorganize the first presidency of the church at once and not wait, as had been done after the death of the previous presidents, and that I was to succeed President Woodruff." Then Grandpa came a step nearer and held out his left hand and said, "He stood right here, about 3 feet above the floor. It looked as though he stood on a plate of solid gold." Grandpa told what a glorious personage the Savior is and described his hands, feet, countenance, and beautiful white robes, all of which were of such glory of whiteness and brightness that he could hardly gaze upon him. Then he came another step nearer and put his right hand on my head and said, "Now, granddaughter, I want you to remember that this is the testimony of your grandfather, that he told you with his own lips that he actually saw the Savior here in the temple and talked with him face to face." I related this experience in the 18th Ward Sacramental Service. After the meeting, Elder Arthur Winter told me he also had heard my father tell of the Savior's appearance to him in the temple, instructing him not only to reorganize the first presidency at once, but also to select the same counselors that President Woodruff had, President George Q. Cannon and Joseph F. Smith. Note, from an experience of my father's improvement era, September 1933, pages 677 and 679, punctuation and capitalization modernized. End of the section, "Until We Meet Again," read by Charlene Stewart.